Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. And we have Larry on his mountaintop with his binoculars surveying the world. Hi, Larry. How's it going?
Hey, Stuart. Kind of raining and cool today here, so I'm kind of looking out from behind the glass.
Anyway, why don't we start with Earth changes? Because I kind of pushed that when I was writing up what we're going to do. Because it seems like what with the earthquake activity, the volcanic activity, things are heating up rather rapidly. In Guatemala, I guess they had a deadly volcanic eruption. And the death toll is up to, I think what they said was 62, and it blew 35,000 feet in the air. Have you got any on the latest on that one? I mean, this thing seems to be, they just keep lighting off here and there and everywhere.
The Guatemalan volcano, and they apparently wasn't prepared for that. It had been having some problems, but it suddenly erupted with violence and, like you said, a huge cloud. And ash and lava was covering the volcano on all sides. It just didn't go one way. It was just covering it. And the pyroclastic cloud and the cloud, the ash actually hit people trying to escape. I mean, some of them were running. Some of them were in vehicles like police that were trying to get away, and they were just covered. It reminds you of Dante's Peak, Stuart.
Yes, I remember that. Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They're never really ready.
Yeah, you may remember how that started, where he was, I can't remember where he was, and almost got nailed by a volcano. In fact, his wife or his girlfriend got killed by a flying hot rock. So, yeah, they're dangerous. And I don't think we know enough about volcanoes yet to know when they're going to go. And, of course, this follows the Bible talks about volcanic activity and magma and the lake of fire and all of that. And I've often wondered, you know, we thought that maybe the, the clouds, I think it's in Joel, that there would be clouds, and we always thought that they were atomic bombs, but
yeah,
maybe they're not.
Clouds.
Yeah, they're volcanic clouds.
Pillars is what they called them.
Pillars of smoke, yes. That would be probably, now that we're entering into that phase, probably volcanic activity, which is heating up everywhere. And, in fact, I was reading an article somewhere about they think maybe the last major extinction was actually volcanic in nature. They're not sure, of course, whether an asteroid impact. Speaking about asteroid impact, we had a meteor hit. And I'm beginning to wonder about that. But anyway, on a volcano, so have they found any more dead yet? I know it injured hundreds of people.
Yeah, I don't even think, Stuart, it's so hot that they can even get over into the area to search right now. Most everybody was running the other way.
Wow. Well, then we've got that big Popo there in Mexico City that's been showing all kinds of signs of possible eruption. You know, that pops off every once in a while. Here's a headline. Hawaii evacuees are leaving their homes. New lava threatens the Big Island. National troops and police firefighters ushered the last group of evacuees from off, I guess, the area. But now the other volcano there, Mauna Loa, is showing signs that they've mounted some cameras there to keep an eye on it. So I think the one's going to trigger the other. And oh, by the way, folks, we do have Stan Dale coming on Wednesday. I just got a confirmation email from him. And he has been on a trip to go where he says, unless I'm reading it wrong, and I don't think I am, he thinks he can now prove where the Garden of Eden actually is, and that he visited it and walked on those grounds. This is going to be an exciting show, and of course I want him on also to talk about Hawaii, because he's the one who warned the possibility of an implosion of those islands. And of course the Native Americans have long maintained that we're going to see a lot of volcanic activity, huge rifts opening up, sinkholes, all kinds of things. Larry, your prophet over there in Norway, Johansson, spoke about the disquieting in the core of the earth and the expansion of it. What do you think about this thing, though, on the Big Island? This looks like this is just getting worse by the day. And you had, a 5.8 quake?
Yeah, it's building towards a 6 or greater. And Stan's very concerned because he said that what the islands are built upon, which is nothing but volcanic ash, basically. It's not, he said if it begins to really shake with some big ones, they're in trouble. All the islands are in trouble.
Wow. Yeah, so the last one I've heard 5.5, but then I heard a 5.8, that it was actually a 5.8.
Yeah, not only that, sir, they're saying that in the last 24-hour period, there's been 500 earthquakes or more shakes at that site. So it is really moving.
I got a picture of it. There's a smiley face inside that crater. And now they say the crater's kind of, the scientists don't understand what's going on. But if you look at the picture, it almost looks like the crater is starting to implode upon itself, which is exactly what Stan said could happen. So, yeah. And I believe this is just the beginning, folks. If you really read the Native Americans and even the biblical, the Book of Enoch, and some of these others, you find out that volcanism plays a huge, huge role in the last days. And so what is happening over there will soon, I believe, be happening right here in the United States. We've just been very, very lucky. In fact, I think it's Isaiah chapter 47, speaking about America Babylon, says, you know, we sit as a queen, and we're just not going to see these kind of sorrows. We are going to see these kind of sorrows. And it may be a while before it gets here, but it is coming here. So that kind of an earthquake, that close to the mount, would indicate huge lava buildup, would it not? And it's getting ready to blow.
Yeah. Time, Dutch Sense is warning about the volcanoes in California. Quakes up down California today. As a matter of fact, earthquakes all the way from South Texas to northern Oklahoma and south and central Kansas. So we've got a line of quakes moving from the Gulf of Mexico northward.
Uh-oh, that's kind of like the New Madrid. Anyway, getting off volcanoes, Assad going to North Korea to visit Kimmy the Whiz Kid. What do you think that's about? Maybe picking up a few little armaments?
Well, as you well remember, Stuart, the North Koreans were the ones that set up and were running a nuclear facility inside Syria, and Israel attacked it and destroyed it. We know that the North Koreans are connected with weapons of mass destruction and Assad. So it's very possible he may fly over there and come home with a few. Who knows, really?
Then also that Kim appears to be purging his top military people. And nobody really, I was reading an article about it, but nobody really, the experts, quote unquote, don't seem to know the reason for it. But that's kind of interesting too, that he's undergoing some sort of he's purging out his people. So then I got another headline here, Syria complaining to the UN about this. What's that about?
Well, they're complaining at the UN because of what they call the massing of Israeli troop and armor on the border of Syria and on the border of Lebanon. And if you'll remember, we talked in a previous show a month or two ago about Israel had a plan to actually literally invade Syria and Lebanon. And, of course, now they're complaining because all the tanks and the men are showing up on their borders. So we could see something over there very soon.
Yeah, and I know I read an article about the U.S. had 4,000 or 5,000 troops amassing on the border along with them. So maybe they are getting ready. Anyway, Israel, Gaza, what are they doing? Are they sending these incendiary devices and burning up Israel's food supply, basically? Is that what they're trying to do?
Yeah, they're trying to burn up Israel's fields before harvest and destroy as much of the crops in Israel as they can. They're flying over balloon systems that let loose flaming gasoline and also using kites and any other means they have. And, of course, they're breaching now the border. So this thing is, really hot at the moment. Matter of fact, a couple of days ago, one of the ministers said that a Gaza invasion is now on the table. So we don't know. Israel's surrounded at the moment, but we all know who's pulling the strings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Iran is. So that'll be interesting. Here's another one from Hal Turner, World News. Breaking news, U.S. planning a 90% NATO troop reduction, he says. So that's kind of interesting. And then he also says a massive explosion at the Syrian Arab Army's air base. Sources on the ground in Syria are reporting massive explosion at what appeared to be an ammunition depot. So it's in north of Syria. So it's not confirmed. It's not vetted. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Israel continues to attack anything that would support the Iranians or Syrians inside Syria. And by the way, that thought of reducing NATO came after the NATO leadership declared if Turkey or Iran attacks or invades Israel, they will not help defend Israel. So NATO and Europe has completely backed out of any defense of Israel, even if they're attacked.
Wow. Well, we knew this was coming. The Bible's pretty clear about it. And then here's another headline. Almost 100 local tribes forming a coalition to expel U.S. forces from Syria. So this is getting more and more complicated as we go, isn't it?
Yeah. And Stuart, we still don't know the condition of Mohammed bin Salman, who was a stabilizing force for Israel and the U.S. in the region. He's still not really out there yet. They're just saying missing.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's kind of a quick roundup of really important news. Obviously, the Trump coup continues, and it's getting more and more foolish as we go along, but I don't really see the American people standing up and crying enough, this is enough. But anyway, it is what it is. Well, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Any final shots you want to give?
I would just tell people, if you haven't prepared, try to do that. Don't be caught off guard.
Yeah, this thing can be overnight at this point. And what is, you know, and if you're caught red-handed and not being prepared, I would not plan necessarily on going to your neighbor and trying to steal his food. Not going to work very well. Anyway, thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. We'll do a longer show on Wednesday with Stan, and then on Friday we will also do a longer show. So anyway, good night, take it easy, and heads up, prepare yourselves, and thanks for listening. Good night, everyone.